Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast, episode number 156. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 through 15. It reads, "Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day." Beloved, our Reasons to Believe quote for today is from Kyle Butte. He said, "It is at this point in our study that some would suggest that Hugh Schoenfield's infamous swoon theory would be or should be considered. Schoenfield postulated that Christ did not die on the cross. Rather, he merely fainted or swooned. Later, after being laid on a cold slab in the dark tomb, he revived and exited his rock-hewn grave. Such a theory, however, fails to take into account the heinous nature of the scourging, sometimes referred to as an intermediate death, that Christ had endured at the hand of Roman lictors, or the finely honed skills of those Roman soldiers whose job it was to inflict such gruesome punishment prior to a prisoner's actual crucifixion. To press the point, in the March 1986 issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, William Edwards and his co-authors penned an article on the physical death of Jesus Christ that employed modern medical insight to provide an exhaustive description of Jesus' death. 16 years later, Brad Haroub and Bert Thompson co-authored an updated review, an examination of the medical evidence for the physical death of Jesus Christ. Of the extensive scientific evidence surrounding Christ's physical death, after reading such in-depth medically based descriptions of the horrors to which Christ was exposed and the condition of his ravaged body, the swoon theory quickly fades into oblivion, where it rightly belongs. Jesus died. Upon this, we all most certainly can agree. Beloved, our reason to believe PowerPoint today is titled The Resurrection, Part 9, from the Handbook of Christian Apologetics by Peter Kreeft and Ronald K. Tassili. The authors continue with the fourth part of this chapter, subtitled Refutation of the Swoon Theory, 9 Arguments. Number 6. How were the Roman gods at the tomb overpowered by a swooning corpse or by unarmed disciples? And if the disciples did it, they knowingly lied when they wrote the Gospels, and we are into the conspiracy theory, which we will refute shortly. Number 7. How could a swooning, half-dead man have moved the great stone at the door of the tomb? Who moved the stone, if not an angel? No one has ever answered that question. Neither the Jews nor the Romans would move it, for it was in both their interests to keep the tomb sealed. The Jews had the stone put there in the first place, and the Roman guards would be killed if they let the body escape. The story the Jewish authorities spread, that the guards fell asleep and the disciples stole the body, is unbelievable. Roman guards would not fall asleep on a job like that. If they did, they would lose their lives. And even if they did fall asleep, the crowd and the effort and the noise it would have taken to move an enormous boulder would have awakened them. Furthermore, we are again into the conspiracy theory with all its unanswerable difficulties. Number 8. If Jesus awoke from a swoon, where did he go? Think this through. You have a living body to deal with now, not a dead one. Why did it disappear? There's absolutely no data, not even any false, fantastic, imagined data about Jesus' life after his crucifixion in any sources, friend or foe at any time, early or late. A man like that, with a past like that, would have left traces. Number nine, most simply, the swoon theory necessarily turns into the conspiracy theory or hallucination theory, for the disciples testified that Jesus did not swoon, but really died and really rose from the dead. It may seem that these 9 arguments have violated our initial principle about not presupposing the truth of the gospel texts. Since we have argued from data in the texts, but the swoon theory does not challenge the truths in the texts, which we refer to as data. It uses them and explains them by swoon rather than resurrection. Thus we use them too, we argue from our opponent's own premises. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you also for what he suffered and endured, and the fact that he died for our sins as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world forever. And that all we have to do is believe on him, trust in him to be saved and to have a home in heaven in eternal life. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for doing that for us. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father, believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.